My name is Richard Bright. I was born in 1934, which makes me 83 years old. I was born at Hayley House, which now has its access from Highlands Drive, although in those days was onto London Road.
And your parents, Richard?
My parents, well, they bought it. They spent most of their married life there. They bought it in 1923, and it was sold eventually in 1953. It had a large garden, 2.5 acres of it. Some of it was garden, vegetable gardens, and an orchard. And the boundaries went right down to the back of St. Peter's Hospital and all around All Saints School, which, of course, doesn't exist any longer.
And there were four of you children.
There were four of us,
four
yes.
Of you, so
and I'm number lovely. Three.
Yeah, how lovely to have such a big garden.
Yeah.
And did you go to school in Malden?
Only the kindergarten. At the Warren School, which was down West Chase, owned by Mrs. Sad. I was only there for one term, I think. And then the war started to come along. And I was essentially evacuated up to Shropshire, which is where my mother comes from.
Was that with your brothers and sisters?
With my sisters, not my brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that difficult? It seemed such a long way away. Was it difficult for you?
I don't recall it as being difficult, no.
Fine. No. Good. What did your father do?
My father was a solicitor.
Yes.
As I was. And my grandfather was.
Yeah.
It sort of runs in the family.
I knew that, really.
Yeah. My grandfather started the business in 1884. He came from Coggeshall, and his father was a brewer in Coggeshall.
Mm.
The business started in what was then called the Public Hall Chambers, just below the Moot Hall, which became the All Saints Parish Hall. And of course, that ceased to be, and the Parish Hall moved up to London Road,
and, we remember
and there
that,
isn't one.
Yeah, we remember that building as the old post office, don't we, from just a few years
That's
ago.
Right, yes, so it's roughly opposite Marks and Spencer's. Mm. You know.
Lovely building.
Oh, it's a beautiful building, mm. Yes.
Mm. And then, was it your father or your grandfather bought West House?
My grandfather bought West House in, I think, 1928, and then the firm has been there ever since, with an office in Witham as well, which was bought, I think, in 1921.
Mm. So a family of solicitors.
Absolutely. My grandfather, my father and his brother, me and my brother and my cousin.
That's great. Lovely. Bright is a very well-known name in Malden. With obvious connections to
the
Fat Man.
Fat Man, yes. He is my great-great-great-great-grandfather. He was the first Bright to come to Malden. He came from Great Waltham. He didn't live at Church House, which is where there is a blue plaque.
Yep.
It was thought that he did live there until only very few years ago. But research showed that, in fact, he lived higher up the high street, roughly where Santander is now.
Mm. Obviously, Edward Bright was a very renowned figure. Did that have any influence on you when you were younger? I mean, were you aware of your famous
ancestor? No, not really. It was a bit of a joke, really. And then there were lots of Edward Brights. That's
yes.
His... why the confusion is, I think, over Church House, because his son was Edward and his grandson was Edward, and I believe his great-grandson might have been Edward. There is, by the boundary of Church House in the churchyard the other side, there is an old grave with iron railings round, which is the third lot of Edward's, and because he died in about 1850.
Mm. You were very young before the war.
I was, yes.
Have you got any memories of when you were very young, pre-war?
I can remember one of the things before the war was I can remember digging a dugout in the garden. Not that we ever went down it, but I also remember, because my father was one of the people who started the British Legion in Malden, now the Royal British Legion, and in 1937 he arranged a visit by the soldiers from the First World War, the German soldiers and prisoners of war, and they came over and stayed with people in and around Malden. Because my father was in the First World War. In fact, he fought at in the Somme and the Third Ypres, and also Passchendaele, and got away with it. He finished up by being invalided out with sleepy sickness.
So it's quite remarkable, isn't it, that you had a group of visiting Germans over here in Malden 2 years before the Second World War started, and presumably you all got on very well.
What I can remember of it, I can remember two of the people, but that was just the two. One was a Baron von Lösner, another one called Liebel, but didn't like him very much.
And 2 years later on, in the middle of a conflict, weren't we?
Yes, there we are. And then people volunteered to join what then was the LVD, the local defence volunteers, which Mr. Churchill decided was a bad name and rechristened it the Home Guard. My father was, in fact, the company commander for the Malden Company, and subsequently when the battery commander retired, he actually took over the battery, so that covered Danbury and all over this part of Essex.
Mm. So he was a busy man then, wasn't he?
He was a busy man, besides continuing his practice as a solicitor.
Yes,
And he was clerk to the justices. At one time he was deputy I can't remember what it was, deputy town manager, which my grandfather was for many years.
Richard, going back to early memories and London Road, for you as a boy walking down London Road.
Well, London Road was fairly near the same with a few differences, on the corner of Wellington Road, there was the Duke of Wellington pub, Gray's Pub, which was pulled down, I can't remember the year, and the present building, which is the Tai Chi Centre, but it was actually built as All Saints Parish Hall when they came out of the one in the High Street.
Right.
Then, nearly opposite there, was the fire station.
Opposite,
Which has now got, I think, four houses on it. Then the rest of London Road was much the same. Then down into West Square and off West Square and Gate Street, we had Gray's Brewery.
We're back to the beer again.
Back to the beer again. Yes, Gray's Brewery, very successful. And, of course, they had a lot of pubs in and around Malden, although their main brewery, of course, was in Chelmsford. Then, as you go down the High Street, there was one of the only two shops that are here today that were in those days was Ansell's the Butchers and also Bunting's. As you go down, you get to the Moot Hall, and of course in the Moot Hall, when I was a child, the court room, which is still there, but it was used as a court.
Was it?
I can remember going to the last quarter sessions trial there.
Really?
It must have been in 1950, because it was for someone who refused to fill in his census papers.
So from early years, you had the law in your blood, didn't you?
Really, well, yes. Really. Yeah.
Of course.
Then going down the high street, of course, there was Woolworths. Mm. Then further down, there used to be the Hippodrome Cinema, which was now 102 High Street, where Stead and Simpson's are now, and also the discount shop next door. Mm. And of course that no longer exists except part of the back, which you can see if you go up the passageway between Folks and next door.
Right. So, in fact, there were two cinemas then?
There were two cinemas. The Embassy, further down, which was built, I think, in 1934, built by the people who owned the Hippodrome.
Was it?
So the Hippodrome went out of business, I think, just before the war.
Mm. And did you go to the cinema as a family?
Not very often.
Occasionally.
No. Just occasionally.
As a treat.
Yes. In school holidays, as a treat,
yeah,
yes.
A nice holiday treat.
Yeah.
What about the Prom Park?
The Prom Park.
Memories of the park.
Yeah, the Prom Park, as I remember it, other than the swimming pool, where we went frequently, and of course you had changing rooms there, diving boards, and there was a little boating pond at the end there, which of course all came to an end when there was an unfortunate accident there. In the main, it was much the same as it is now, although possibly now it's in better condition than it used to be.
And you told me that you had quite a lot of encouragement to learn to swim.
Oh yes, well, I wasn't allowed a bicycle until I could swim into the middle of the river, because everyone should know how to swim.
And no obvious changes in the park during wartime itself?
No, not really. I don't recall it as being changes there.
But the quay side was different, you said.
The quayside there was much more used. There were fishing boats, and in fact you could buy fish on the quay there. In fact, some of the buildings are still there. The old bath wall building is, and we had what was known as the Bath Wall Parliament, which was all the fishermen who used to congregate there and decide what was going on. Yeah.
And the British restaurant you mentioned?
The British restaurant, yes, there was a restaurant up at the town end of the Prom, which was designed, I believe, that if we had an invasion or that sort of thing during the war, that would be responsible for feeding people. But as it was, it catered for families, and it was a jolly good place to go out for a cheap lunch.
Yes, after a swim
in the pool. Yes. Yeah.
You and your brother, being boys, were you interested in trains when there were trains in Malden?
We weren't particularly interested in them, other than the fact that, of course, if we wanted to go anywhere, we went by train. Mm. There were, of course, two railway stations. The one which was used was Malden East in Heybridge, but there was also Malden West, which is now an industrial site. That used to have passenger trains up until the beginning of the war, which went down down to South Woodham and joined the line from Southminster to Wickford. So you could go to London that way. But it ceased to be available for passenger traffic in about 1939. But it was used to carry goods from Maldon East to Maldon West. And of course, the bridge was demolished where it crossed the Chelmer. And for many years, there was nothing there. And I can remember some brave man on a motorbike actually flying over the river.
Wow.
Doing an Evel Knievel.
My goodness. Did you actually see that?
I actually saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm. Yes, my mother lived at Beeley Road at that time. Yes. And you could see it from her house.
Yes. Yeah. Goodness me. Richard, let's go back, if we may, back to wartime. And I know you've got some other memories of Hayley House and the garden and London Road.
Well, yes. My father, of course, being the Captain Mannering of the Home Guard, he volunteered for all sorts of things, and one of them was to store ammunition of some sort, Molotov cocktails and that type of thing, round the fruit trees which we had in the orchard to the garden. And we also had barbed wire running across three big rolls of barbed wire to stop the German invaders coming through. Where our driveway met London Road, where the verge was quite wide there, there were four concrete, like piers,
bollards.
With "They shall not pass" there to stop the tanks.
Yes.
And in the road were slots in which railway lines could be inserted, which fortunately we never had to use here.
Yes. So as children, you had to be rather careful in your garden then, didn't you?
We did. Yes, we did. We weren't allowed to touch them.
No, I'm sure. And talking of children and your siblings, your sister, I believe, lives in Australia.
Oh, she does,
and
yes.
She's done interesting things recently to do with the local paper.
Well, she is a follower of the Maldon and Burnham Standard. She gets it online and probably reads it before I do. One of her hobbies is family histories and that sort of thing, and in particular, my fat ancestor. And she's carried out a lot of research as to where he lived and what happened to his family and so on and so forth. And a lot of it helped in John Smith writing the book on Maldon when it comes to bits about our family.
So your sister must spend a very long time doing all her detailed research, because it's not just your own
she
family,
used to,
is it?
Yes, but now she's done it. She doesn't do it any longer, but I think she must have spent about 20 hours a day on her computer, because all the information comes from the internet when you're the other side of the world.
Yeah. Well, it's great that she keeps in touch with Maldon, isn't it?
Absolutely,
and bothers to write letters to the paper just recently, and that was just a couple of months ago, so we're talking April, May. 2017.
Yes, she is the PJD Wilkins.
Yes, good for her.
In the paper.
Lovely. Okay, that's great, Richard. Thank you very much. Yeah.